Bottle-fed babies are ingesting millions of tiny microplastic particles a day. That's according to new research from a team at Trinity College London, which looked at the high temperature process for sterilising plastic bottles and preparing formula. They found it caused the bottles to shed huge numbers of particles. Professor Luwen Shao is one of the three lead authors of the research.
Previously, several studies found that the microplastics in the tap water and bottled water and honey and sugar and salt and so on. But the levels in these, we say, for example, in the bottled waters were less than 1,000 particles per liter. Now what we found was the microplastics can be millions releasing from the infant feeding bottles.
And while the effects of ingesting microplastics isn't fully understood, the researchers are keen to find out, given that the bottles found to shed the most microplastics are widely used.
We don't know yet, because previously there are several studies that indicate that the microplastics had the adverse impact in mice. In mice. But there's no data on the impact of the microplastics on human health. So this is our next step, to investigate the fate and transport of the microplastic following ingestion by the infants. In fact, these bottles, they are very popular. We look at the market shares of these baby feeding bottles in 48 regions. We found that the polypropylene baby feeding bottles accounted for 80% of the feeding bottle market globally. The highest microplastic exposure levels are in the regions Europe, North America, and Australia. And then the lowest exposure in Asia and Africa.
That's Professor Luwen Shao.